Most of the Midwest we're going to be encountering relatively good conditions. There's a lot of chatter out there today about the eastern Midwest becoming too dry. And indeed, there is going to be a drying tendency out there across some of the area from Michigan southward into Ohio and Indiana. Rainfall in those areas is just not likely to be very impressive as we move forward through the coming week. There will be a cool front, though, that will cut across parts of the Midwest at midweek next week, actually early to midweek. And that will likely stimulate at least a little bit of shower and thunderstorm activity. A lot will depend on the orientation of a ridge of high pressure further to the west to determine just how much rain may or may not fall in the eastern parts of the Midwest. But some shower activity will occur, and that will help to briefly slow down the drying tendency. But once we're in the cool air, we're probably going to see additional days of dry, biased conditions across parts of the eastern Midwest. The frontal boundary may not come back all the way through the eastern parts of the Midwest as a warm front, and if it doesn't, that will likely leave all of the significant rainfall in the western Corn Belt. And that would occur in the latter part of next week and into the following weekend. So that would extend the drying tendency in the eastern portions of the Midwest for a little while longer. And certainly a close monitoring of the situation is going to be warranted. Do we believe that there's going to be hot, dry weather for an extended period of time? Probably not. But we do think that the rainfall frequency and intensity is probably going to be a little bit below average for a while. And that's going to lead to some drying across the region. There will be some potential for a little bit of crop stress, but as far as a serious decline in production because of this situation, I would doubt that will evolve, at least not for a while. The ridge of high pressure that I mentioned before continues to be advertised for mostly the High Plains region. Again, it depends on the model run that you look at and also on the particular day of the week, so it seems. The models have all been varying a little bit as to where the exact position of the ridge will be, and that is really a huge debate, because where that ridge is located is going to determine who gets the better rainfall over the next few weeks, and most likely that ridge axis is going to be in the plains, which is going to be a little bit too far to the west to bring substantial rains to the eastern portions of the Corn Belt. So those areas that were waterlogged for such a long period of time may actually experience some drier tendencies that could fester for a while. In contrast to that, of course, it will be wetter biased at times in the western Corn Belt. Again, depending on the orientation of the ridge, we could see quite a bit of rainfall in parts of Iowa, Minnesota, maybe parts of Wisconsin and northern Illinois if the ridge is going to be set up where I think it will be, and that's mainly out over the High Plains region. Well, the temperatures throughout the Midwest this morning are running mostly in the 70s with some 60s in the northwest. We'll see the temperatures heat up over the weekend with the high temperatures reaching up into the 80s and lower to a few middle 90s. The warmest conditions will be in parts of the middle and lower Missouri River Valley. Those areas could see some temperatures getting up into the middle 90s, at least periodically. Now, as we move into next week, when that cool air mass starts to drop southward through a fair amount of the Midwest, we'll see those high temperatures dropping back to the 70s and 80s across the Midwest, with the warmest bias again being in the south and parts of the west. Our low temperatures at night may slip back into 50s and some 60s during the cooler days, and that will be a welcome relief for some of the crops out there, especially corn, that likes to rest a little better at night. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.